This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In economics, the phrase animal spirits refers to the emotions and tendencies that guide our behavior. But now to a different kind of animal economics. It's a piece about the Alaska Zoo trying to raise extra money in its off-season by charging people for special privileges, like feeding a snow leopard or a pack of wolves. Alaska Public Radio's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Zookeeper Timothy Lesher splits a side of caribou ribs with a handsaw.
I think we got probably 9 pieces here.
Lesher stuffs assorted chunks of carcass into a trash bag and gets ready to toss piece after piece over the fence to a hungry pack of wolves.
It's delicious, doesn't it?
That moose scapula?
Yes. The wolves, they like everything.
Lesher is giving me a behind-the-scenes tour of the zoo as part of a special program called Keeper for a Day. For $200 a person, you shadow the zookeepers for a few hours, getting up close with everything from wolves to yaks. This is just one of the zoo's eclectic hodgepodge of revenue streams. Jill Meyer is the zoo's development director. She runs down some of the zoo's expenses.
$125,000 a year. That's just to basically care for the animals.
But the biggest overhead costs are paying for the keepers and other staff. And Meyer says there are a couple of factors that make funding a subarctic zoo a little, well, let's say unique. Most of the money comes from admissions during the summer, when tour buses and cruise ships unleash a steady torrent of visitors eager to glimpse polar bears and snow leopards. The zoo even extends its hours.
It's Alaska and there's light, you know, and everybody, you can come to the zoo in the middle of the night and there's animals still up and roaming around.
But the winters, when the zoo's cold weather creatures tend to be a lot more out and about, they're not the only ones. The keepers have more time, too. Bears are hibernating, the hours are reduced, and there are fewer visitors wandering around. Leveraging staff to get more enthusiastic patrons to spend on cool experiences isn't unique to the zoo. Anne Hale directs development at the Anchorage Museum and has more than 2 decades of experience funding nonprofits across Alaska.
Because the economy here is reliant on summer tourism, it may be more unique for us than it is in other states or communities.
Hale says nonprofits here plan accordingly for the non-tourist season, which in Alaska runs September through mid-May. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes for Marketplace.